Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I'm so happy to be back with you all. That means more life, more opportunity, and I'm here for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And so it just feels good to be a lead runner. It feels good to be a trailblazer, and it's a phenomenal feeling to put your trust in the Lord thy God. And I couldn't have gotten here without my sweet counselor, the Holy Spirit, just taking me one step at a time. So if you are a person that likes to outpace your growth, then I will encourage you to find rest in every step that you take, because you can't pull your body to a place where your mind hasn't arrived. So, you know, find joy in the journey, enjoy the process of becoming. And when you do that, it really presents this resilient heart. It presents your warrior, your champion. And when your inner man is understood by you, your person, then you don't have to try to get people to understand you. You understand you. And when you understand who you are, your inner man is standing up for you. And so when people come and give you some pushback and they're leaning against, you know, your character, and they're leaning against that respect for you, your inner man is going to be saying these sweet affirmations of who you are. And you're going to be able to see that person for who they are. And the beauty mark that is left between both parties when you have your inner man standing for you is that you're able to transfer compassion for your enemy. And that compassion is then will be received as love. And so to get you to that person, and that's a resilient person, right? And to be resilient, you have to be in a place of capacity, a capacity of knowing, a capacity of learning, a capacity of experience. And that experience leads you to recover speedily. And when you are able to recover quickly, you're able to demonstrate that there is good news in self-betterment. And when people are able to relate that there is a benefit to changing, then they will not, they'll be more or less likely to push away that discomfort by saying, I will stand for this. But people won't change unless they see a change agent. They need to see someone pivot away from excuse and error so they can see that I can thrive in keeping my word. I can thrive when I have trust in self. And so it's hard to be resilient when you don't deem yourself to be a trustworthy person, right? And for you to recover quickly, you have to know that you have an injury, right? Is your mind injured, right? Is there a lack of accountability inside of you? So to be resilient means that you have, you know, mastered ownership, or you are in the process of self-mastery, so that ownership is a first thing that flares up when something goes right or wrong, right? And so you don't just take ownership for a mishap, you take ownership for when things go well as well. And you share in that ownership with those around you. And so when you have a history of meeting the need of your own and a history of meeting the goals, by having clear expectations for yourself and others around you, what you do is you have people to agree to continuous growth, and they also get to share in that ownership of that growth because they are following you, the model, the example to get to the other side. So say if you are a person that you're interested in being resilient. However, every time life throws a right punch, all you know how to do is get out the way. But when you're a resilient person, you have long suffered. So you have endured a lot of impact of heavy rain, storms, and being caught off guard by life circumstances. So I'm not asking you to come on the outside of the life experience. I'm asking you to stand in the rain, right? Don't just show up when it's sunshine. You got to show up in any weather, in any stage, in any condition that you're in. Because if you really want to buy into the process of what trust really looks like, that means that even when you're faulty, you're responsible for the words that you say, right? You're responsible for the things that you do and the things that you think. And so when you're talking to someone and you have low-level thoughts about them, it's your responsibility to grab those thoughts in midair and say, hey, let me think higher of my sister and brother. And so when you do that, you create a resilient mindset of being positive. Okay, so just I want to make sure you're tracking. So when you say you're resilient, then that means that you need to resiliency is a positive word. It has no negative connotation to it. So make sure that when you are promoting this in your family and, you know, in your workspaces, be clear of how people view you as a leader. Okay. To be resilient, you have to have a positive outlook. Right? No one wants to follow a negative leader, a negative responder. However, a resilient mind is that person is a warm demander. Like, join in. Come on, you got this. You can do hard things. Let's change your mind from a fixed mindset of I can't, I won't, it won't, it will never happen to I will. I can, I must do this said thing, right? And that's a growth mindset. So you control what your thoughts are. And when you're able to track down what your thoughts are, you're able to say, well, you won't be able to place blame and deflect your responsibility on someone else. You're like, gosh, I need to clean up my speech. Where's the root of that? That may be an abandonment wound. Let me pray away that abandonment issue. Or maybe I'm burdened with rejection wound, right? And I'm just going to pray into that and say, God, I am not rejected. I am accepted. I am worthy, right? I am growing. I am responsible. I am respectful. I am safe with my thoughts, right? I think in clarity. These are good practices to have when it comes to leveling out your thinking. Now, you also, to be resilient, you are in control of what you say. So all of our words, we are going to have to take an account for the things that we have said. So even when I'm delivering something that may be hard to say, I say it to someone that I deem it to be trustworthy and that knows they know my heart. I won't just say certain things to people who I know that they are already self-critical. of themselves. So they're going to think that I'm self-critical of others. And so if I know that people haven't matured enough and that self-growth process, I'm careful with the things that I share with them because I don't want it to come off as that they're not good enough and that the person I'm speaking of is not good enough. But if they have grown a little bit in that growth development and that self-betterment process, then they're hearing that I'm just frustrated and I'm asking you to help me navigate this. All right. So I hope that's clear that your words matter. When you're having an exchange with a person, you need to see that person as you. You need to see that person as a child of God. You need to see that person as your grandmother, your mother, or someone that's a beloved person to you. How do I want this person to experience me? That's a thing. And then we also are responsible for our actions. So the things that we do in the light and the dark, we're responsible for. Because to be resilient, again, we're talking about building this self-trust, right? Not to just become self-reliant, but to become useful. So we're working to perfect the self-mastery so that we could be a person that could be used, right? People can park themselves around us and pull from our mindsets, our ways, and our habits. And our behavior patterns won't make them decrease, but increase in value. So let's go back through that recovery process. So when you think about your recovery process, are you recovering quickly? Are you able to identify what your challenges are? What do you deem difficult for you to, you know, navigate through? When you think on that challenge or that difficulty, I want you to say that this current adversity will not be the breaking moment of my life to make me say, I will quit, right? You have to look at that adversity and say, I have to make it to the other side of this. So what's the language that I want to speak to this adversity? What kind of thoughts do I need to have about this adversity? And what kind of actions will I have to face this adversity? Right? So when you think that way, what happens is you kind of partner yourself with the Holy Spirit, that stillness in you, that calming spirit, that sound mind, that steadfast faithfulness that God is loaning you. You're able to borrow God's steadfastness. And what you're going to do is every time that you say something that goes against who you know that you are, you're going to ask the Holy Spirit to hold you accountable to your words, accountable to your thoughts, and accountable to your actions. And when you do this, that challenge, that difficulty, or that adversity now becomes something that you put before you, and it's in your preview, and you have it in the front of your mind. And now that you have it in the frontal lobe of your mind, you're able to say, I will recover quickly. Why? Because I have strategy. So what the Holy Spirit has done is broke down my mental process. Right? It's not that I'm any better than any other person on this planet Earth. It's the fact that there is a strategy. And in that strategic planning with God, right, and myself, I get to hold myself accountable to all things, not just to good things, but to difficult things. And how I steward my difficulties, then that builds trust from the outside, as well as I'm building trust on the inside And simultaneously, as I'm growing to trust myself, other people are growing in the area of trust because they're seeing my self-esteem increase. My self-awareness has heightened, right? And my self-care has catapulted me to a place of self-assurance. And I am levels away from self-actualization. And what is self-actualization? It happens when you form into the kingdom identity that God has for you. To get to that place, you have to understand that it's a process. And if you don't see it as a process, you won't understand that the importance of maintaining your well-being. It is our responsibility to maintain ourselves. And so as long as we go in with adapting the mindset that if there is a stressor in our lives, we have to say, how will I maintain my mental health? It's on me to do that because I need the capacity to recover quickly. So if I dwell on this and if I talk on what my issue is again and again, guess what? I'm being consumed with that issue and I'm building a capacity for complaint. But if I change that complaint to from a negative thought to a positive response, now I'm creating a psychological well-being of saying, hey, this may not be my preference, but if I gotta travel through this thunderstorm, then I'm gonna travel through this thunderstorm because I know that the sun always shines. And everything will be all right again. But to be resilient, you have to have a positive outlook and you have to have a history of beating out those hardships and not having those hardships beat you at overcoming the person. Because the hardship comes to conquer you, but you need to show the hardship that you are a conqueror. And how can you do this? By how you adapt. Listen, you must adapt quickly. How do you adapt, honey? I'm swift to hear. I'm swift to hear when I'm out of line. I'm swift to adapt when I see that my family change in their body language when I'm speaking to them. Right? I adapt when I feel like trust could be easily broken if I say the thought that's on my mind. So I need to filter out my negative thoughts so I can say a positive thought. Because stress makes us say and do things that we don't mean. But to be resilient, that means you have to have full responsibility of all areas. It's like the things you hear, the things you see, the things you speak, the things you do with your hands, your feet. Because wherever there is a contradiction inside of yourself that's contradicting your desire to be whole, your mindset, your heart posture will reject the ideal of being resilient because it's hard to be resilient when you don't trust yourself. So there's a lot of people that think that, hey, I don't have to have this self-trust that you speak of, honey, because I've established all of these things without trust and I put all of my trust in others. But I'm telling you, what you don't have, brother and sister, is a peace of mind. and to recover quickly, you have to have a bank within your capacity where of trust and adaptability of saying that, listen, no matter what, adaptability, when you are able to sit within yourself and say, I am an overcomer, not someone feeding you, you know, an adjective so you could just start reciting it. Let me tell you, you have to believe the compliment, right? Have you ever had someone say you're smart? And it's hard for you to receive it when you know that you're not studious, that you're not well-informed, that you're not staying, a subject matter expert. It's hard to receive a compliment when the compliment hasn't come from you first. Right? So when you have a positive trait of adapting, then your brain is going to wire within itself, and it's going to tell you that you are an overcomer. How will you start saying those things to yourself? By you overcoming. It's the actions that you do. And then you'll start seeing that when you overcome in actions, your speech change. Now you have words of affirmation to speak over yourself. And then when you hear those words of affirmations, then you start thinking those things. And so then your brain becomes rewired based off those actions. And so those actions are those actionable items that, you know, are the key aspects of resilience. So you need those things. Now, so you like, okay, so I'm doing all these things. I'm watching what I think, what I say, what I do. Okay, do that over again, because repetition matters. So don't think that it's just like an overnight process. I've been working on this since I was a young kid. So that's why your day matters. What you're presenting in your day matters. So don't discount the day and discredit the day and say like, well, I could just do whatever with these minutes and hours. No. You are you for the rest of your life. So make sure that you are a person that you can believe in and count on. Right? So when you are that person and you are that way, what you are teaching yourself is that you can bounce back. So if there is a divorce, bounce back. Right? If your kid says, I hate you, bounce back. How are you able to bounce back? Because you have a history of affirming yourself. So if a spouse or a partner or a child or a coworker say, you know, you're not this. Your positive thought says, yeah, they're right. You're not what they're saying that you are. But here's a word of affirmation for you. So you're programming yourself to prepare for the language that may be thrown at you that's untrue and unwise to say. And you also are training your brain of how to combat negativity. And so if you don't do this practice, what you're going to do is that your brain is going to be a sponge. Whatever negative word that is launched at you, you're going to have a launch pad, and then you're going to be able to stick those words to your heart, stick those words to your mind, stick those words to your hands. Instead of you having fingers and hands that war, you're going to have fingers that are timid to grab and reach the next opportunity, right? Instead of having feet of peace, you're going to have feet of fear. So you're not going to want to walk into a room that has your name on it because you are afraid of what others think, say, and do. And so you're going to go in the room and people please instead of God pleasing. So you need to ask God, hey, God, I need that bounce back anointing. And how you get that is building yourself up over time. Don't waste your time. You know, and when I say don't waste your time, don't waste your time being reactive. Be proactive. Build up the capacity by standing strong in your strength and being firm to say that I got this. Why? Because your mental health matters. And when you stand strong with yourself, then you are teaching yourself how to cope with stress. Unfortunately, stress is just something that we're going to have to deal with. And so don't run away from it. Embrace it. Purge that stress out by watching what you do, watching what you say, watching what you think. And I know it sounds like, okay, this is a hard task, but when you practice it every single day, every conversation that you have, slow that conversation down. That's why we should not have immediate response. We should take time to pause and reflect on what someone is saying. You're like, oh, they're not even talking to me, or they're not even talking about me because they don't know me well enough to speak to me this way. And when you do this, this enhances your personal growth and it creates this resiliency that every individual needs to learn from that difficult experience. And this improves your overall well-being. And then with that, you can lead in a greater way, right? You become this first responder of being positive and making a positive impact. So when you say that you're resilient, your resiliency should bless not only you, but others. There is reciprocity on resilience. And so the reason I wanted to cover this is because there are a lot of intentional things that I do that are invisible. And I just wanted to bring that intentionality here because I love you all. And I'm just so honored to be able to speak to you all and share my practice of resilience. I hope that you'll be able to take this and meditate this in your prayer closet and ask God, hey, God, help me control the things I say, think, and do. Right? Let me be swift to hear, slow to anger, and slow to speak. Right? It will be a life changer. It was a game changer for me, but I love you. Thank you, first timers, for tuning in. If you love this episode, go grab a friend and tell them to do the same. I am God's Queen Lady Honey. And before I get out of here, I do like to freestyle. So let me do that. Father God, thank you so much for training me up in resilience. It was in those lows that I was able to find my high functioning woman. It was in those valleys that I was able to notice that I have a mountain view, right, in my abilities to be a conqueror. God, it was in the landscape of you bringing heaven to earth that I was able to see that I could never be devoured with the helping hand of the Holy Spirit. God, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I believe that that happens through how I steward my words, my actions, and my thought life. And so God, I am here to teach, not preach, but to teach to reach so that I can continue to proclaim that you're my one and only love and lasting love of my life. Guys, again, I am Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.